Welcome to the Series Tech Tips Podcast. We're continuing our series of episodes where we talk to teachers here in Series about standards-based grading.
Hi, this is Dylan Jones, a social studies teacher at Cesar Chavez Junior High School, teach 7th grade world history, and I'm just hoping to share a little bit about my experience with this.
Thanks for joining us today, Dylan. So I guess the first question I want to ask is, tell us a little bit about how standards-based grading works in your classroom.
All right. So in my classroom for standards-based grading, I would say the most important part is when I'm explaining to students their overall task or their overall goal in trying to pass my class, it's not a total point system anymore. Things are not worth points. Instead, it's a rating, and the rating is a number that I use to determine whether or not they are meeting the standard that I want them to meet. And the rating that I give to them looks like points because it's a number, but it's not points. Instead, it's a leveled rating, so it lets the students know if they are exceeding my target, or if they're on target, or if they're below target, they need some extra help. And so when I'm with students discussing a particular assignment or some task in class, I'll spend time showing them what a 4 looks like, what a 3 looks like, what a 2 looks like, and so on. And so the students are, their whole approach is different than before. They're not looking for, how do I get an 80%? How do I get a 90%? They're looking for, how do I make sure that I'm on target with the standard? Proficiency scales. Also, proficiency scales are, I think, a clarification of the standards in a way. It's a way for the students to see more specifically. It's a way for the students to see more specifically what it is that they're supposed to be learning, and it's also a way for me as a teacher to really think deeply ahead of time about what are the foundational things that I want the students to have. And what are the things that are my main target, my main focus, and then those things build on each other. And that also helps me when it comes to the grading piece, because I'm looking at the proficiency scales and I'm trying to decide if what they accomplished actually shows, did they complete the thing that they needed to do to show that they're successful and they understand that concept that's within the proficiency scale.
So you mentioned grading. I guess my next question is, can you tell us a little bit about what this looks like in your grade book? Like you said, things aren't worth points anymore. You
right.
just have these ones, twos, threes, and fours. So what does it look like maybe on the Infinite Campus side
right.
of things?
Okay, well, so in Infinite Campus, the way I've got it set up right now is there is already the categories that we used to have. The categories are now kind of like proficiency groups, I guess you could call them.
Okay.
So for example, I just finished up teaching the Roman Empire. So in my grade book, it says Roman Empire. And then all of the quote unquote assignments or tasks that I put in the grade book, mm-hmm. what I'm doing is I'm giving it a name and I'm grouping them under that Roman Empire category. Mm-hmm. And I see those, I just called them assignments, but really what they are is they're just pieces of evidence. And each piece, I give it a name just like you would a normal assignment. But then instead of giving the students filling in how many points they earned, I'm giving them a rating. I'm looking at their assignment and I'm putting a 4, a 3, a 2, or a 1. And then when I'm getting towards the end of a period where I need to like report out a grade, then I'm taking all of those and I'm looking at, and there's various ways that we've discussed doing this. I know this is still a work in progress, but last quarter I took all of that and I looked at overall how did the student do on each one of those pieces of evidence, and then I have to take all those numbers into consideration and use a calculation method that allows me to come up with a final number, and then I need to take that number and convert it into a letter grade, obviously.
And that calculation method that you're using, are you using the Infinite Campus method, or do you have like your own spreadsheet, or what? How is that calculation happening?
Right now, what I'm using is I use the Sparkline graph that's within for my final grade that I give the students. I'm looking at the Sparkline graph to give me an overall sense of, for example, last quarter I had 13 pieces of evidence. Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at the Sparkline to look for a trend. And that just kind of gives me the big picture view. And then I'm using Infinite Campus, its ability to tell me the mode, right? How many, for you math people out there, the mode, how many times did they score 4? How many times did they score 3? How many times did they score 2? And then whichever one they end up scoring the most in, mm-hmm. that's what I'm choosing to be their final number. And then I'm converting that to, I'm allowing Infinite Campus to convert that to a letter grade.
The other question I want to ask is, now that you've implemented this new system and you know, you're not really basing the grades on points anymore, instead these standards-based ratings, has it changed the way that your students talk to you about their learning? Like, what kind of questions are they asking? Have you seen any change in that?
Yeah, one thing I've seen is the students, when they first approach me, and this is still happening now, but to a lesser degree, when they first approach me after explaining all this to them, I'm still getting, Mr. Jones, how many points did I earn on that? You know, mm-hmm. or what percentage did I get?
Yeah.
And so I'm having to refer back and explain to them again, you know, we're not looking for what percentage did I get or how many points did I earn. Instead, I show them sort of a scale, a 4, 3, 2, 1, and I say, you're really getting a rating, right? I'm giving you a rating, and then I show them the ratings again and what each rating means. And then I also have that posted on Google Classroom so they can see it at any time. What does a 4 mean? What does a 3 mean? And it also depends on the assignment. If the assignment is, for example, a writing assignment, I might also show them the rubric that goes with the writing assignment and then show them how that translates to a number. So it's definitely more of an in-depth conversation with the student as opposed to just saying, well, you earned an 82%, right? So I am having to explain more to kids what that means. And I would also say that students, they require a little bit more explanation too when it comes to why did I get this final grade that I got. So I'm having to have conversations with them about that, because before they're used to just looking at how many points they earned, and then that translates to a grade. Now they're seeing, I got a 4 on this many assignments, I got a 3 on this many, so, you know, how did you come up with my final letter grade? So I'm telling them ahead of time and having to remind them of that. And I think I explained it 6 or 7 times in the quarter, which is fine. I mean, I wanted them to see this is a different way of thinking. So
anything else you'd like to add? Or also, you know, there might be some teachers out there who are thinking about changing their grading system. Maybe do you have any advice for somebody who's just getting ready to start this?
Well, this might sound presumptuous, but I think just jump in. Yeah. I mean, for me, it was definitely a struggle, even kind of tweaking my own way of thinking about things and kind of forcing myself to do it and go in and talk through in my own brain all these things we just discussed, right? Yeah. It took me kind of piece by piece, trial and error. And I would also say maybe find a person on your campus who's also doing it so you guys can kind of, you know, bounce ideas off each other or if something's not quite working the way you want in Infinite Campus. And then I would also say make sure you're contacting guys like you, Brian, and when there's something in Infinite Campus that isn't quite jiving the way you thought it was going to, or maybe a calculation's not coming out right, or you're having trouble grouping things properly or whatever. All those are, to me, just kind of little technical things that you might want to just be wary of, but don't give up, because all those little things can be worked out in time. So I think that's just my main advice, is just jump in and ask for help when something doesn't make sense.
Mr. Jones, thank you so much for joining us today, and appreciate your time and the work that you're doing to try to improve your practice. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
All right. I'd like to thank Dylan Jones for joining us today on the Series Tech Tips podcast. If you'd like to learn more information about standards-based grading, you can visit our website at seriesedtech.net/gradingforgrowth. And you can also subscribe to our Series Tech Tips blog at seriestechtips.com. With that, I will sign off. This is Brian Wise. Stay techie.